USA Radio News.
Prosecutors in Colorado filed 9 felonies today against Chris Watts. Watts is a man suspected of killing his pregnant wife and 2 young daughters. Watts is being charged with murder in the first degree, unlawful termination of pregnancy in the first degree, and tampering with a deceased human body. Nicole Atkinson was the last person to see Shanann Watts alive. She said she knew something was wrong with Chris's story from the get-go.
I showed Chris leaving that morning, and there was no movement in between those times of me dropping her off, Chris leaving, and then me coming back.
Today at the White House, President Trump posted CBP and ICE agents recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
I can tell you that we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
First Lady Melania Trump spoke out today against cyberbullying as part of her Be Best campaign. The First Lady was speaking in Rockville, Maryland.
In today's global society, social media is an inevitable part of our children's daily lives. It can be used in many positive ways, but can also be destructive and harmful when used incorrectly. This is why Be Best chooses to focus on the importance of teaching our next generation how to conduct themselves safely and in a positive manner in an online setting. I have been so inspired by the children I have met in my time as First Lady and believe our next generation has unlimited potential to impact our world in positive ways.
And your final look at numbers today on Wall Street. The Dow was up 89 points to close the day at 25,758. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump will head to West Virginia this week, where he will take part in an economic discussion regarding tax cuts and what small businesses in West Virginia are doing to help their employees. The president will also hold a Make America Great Again rally. Bo Copley is a coal miner in West Virginia. He says the president is doing the right things in his book.
The fact that the president is willing to go to bat for us regardless of what anyone else says is just going to strengthen the kind of support that he has from the people of this state.
The Chicago White Sox may have just found their latest and greatest new recruit from what you would probably consider one of the most unlikely of places. Sister Mary Jo Sobeck of Marian Catholic High School just outside of Chicago threw out the ceremonial first pitch on Saturday, and that video has gone viral, mainly because Sobeck fired a strike from the mound. She joined Good Morning America today to discuss how she was chosen to throw out the first pitch.
Marian Catholic had a Marian Catholic night with the White Sox, a promotional game, and it's the 60th anniversary of our school. Our sisters founded the school in 1958. So to celebrate that, the administration asked me to throw out the pitch as one of the sisters who are still here 60 years after that founding.
A lot of times you won't see the person who throws out that first pitch go all the way to the actual pitcher's mound. Sister Mary Jo explains why she did that.
Well, as an athlete, you got to be all in. And I knew that my coaches and my teammates, when they saw that, they'd be like, "What are you doing? Wimp it out, man! You got to do it. You got to do the real thing. It's all or nothing."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.